Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for July the 16th. Today's devotion is entitled, But Now God's Righteousness is Revealed. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 21. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. Paul spent the opening chapters of his letter to the Romans demonstrating humanity's universal guilt before God. Gentiles had sinned without possessing the Mosaic law, and the Jews had sinned despite possessing it. No one could claim righteousness through moral effort, religious heritage, or obedience to the law. The law revealed God's holy standard and exposed human sin, but it could not provide the righteousness sinners needed. Then Paul announced the glorious turning point. But now, humanity had no righteousness, but God had revealed His righteousness. The righteousness came apart from the law, meaning it was not earned through law-keeping or human performance. Paul did not teach that God's righteousness contradicted the law or that obedience was unimportant. Rather, he declared that sinners could never achieve a right standing before God through their own works. God's righteousness has now been manifested or openly revealed through Jesus Christ. Yet the law and the prophets, a common reference to the entire Old Testament, had long testified to God's saving plan. The sacrifices, promises, covenants, and prophecies all pointed forward to the righteousness God would provide through Christ. What humanity could never accomplish, God graciously supplied. We are often tempted to measure our standing with God by our performance. When we obey, serve, pray, or give, we may feel more acceptable. But when we fail, we may fear that God has rejected us. But our hope does not rest in our ability to produce righteousness. It rests in the righteousness God has revealed and freely gives through faith in Jesus Christ. So we can stop trying to earn what God offers as a gift. We can obey Him, not to gain His acceptance, but because in Christ we have already received it. Our confidence is not in what we have done for God, but in what God has done for us. For now, God's righteousness is revealed. Let's pray. Dear Father, we confess that we cannot make ourselves righteous through our own efforts. Thank you for revealing your righteousness through Jesus Christ and graciously giving us what we could never earn. Help us rest in Christ's finished work and obey you with grateful hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.